that we dealt with. You know what? I really, was anybody blessed by the sermon on last Sunday? Amen. Did that help anybody? God of New Beginnings. We talked about, amen, the life of old Jacob. Wasn't he a rascal? Can y'all believe that? Y'all know we kin to him, right? Y'all know that's our kinfolk, don't you? That's why some of us act like trickster, holding other folk back and down, lying, deceiving, working hard, not getting ahead, then being totally blessed. Doesn't that remind you of you? Things happening in your life that you just flat out don't deserve? All right, let me find where the Lord put me. You know, I heard a sermon say, son, when you start preaching, don't be giving them folks no Saturday night specials. He mean, don't start your sermon on Saturday night and expect to bless the people on Sunday morning. I said, well, if it's my sermon, I understand. But if it's the Lord's, I got to wait until he gives it to me. Amen? Now, he started this thing last week, but he completed it this morning. Amen? If you have a Bible, turn to the book of Genesis. We're going to look at chapter 32. And chapter 32, and we're going to start at verse 22. When you find it, say amen. Genesis 32 and 22. Will y'all give me 15 minutes? Nobody said a thing. Y'all not going to witness to that, are you? Give me 30, Sister Roberta. Sister Roberta gave me 30. Do we have 45? 45. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation this morning because I really want you to get this. I want this to hit home this morning. Genesis 32 and verse 22. During the night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two servant wives, his 11 sons, and crossed the Jabbok River with them. After taking them to the other side, he sent over all his possessions. This left Jacob alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. When the man saw that he would not win the match, he touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it out of socket. Then the man said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. What is your name? The man asked. He replied, Jacob. Your name will no longer be Jacob, the man told him. For now on, you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and with men and have won. Please tell me your name, Jacob said. What do you want to know? Why do you want to know my name? The man replied. Then he blessed Jacob there. Jacob named that place Peniel, which means face of God. For he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared. The son was, we'll stop right there. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your people. Father God, we pray that this word would fall on open ears, Lord, on open hearts and open minds. Lord, on like souls this morning, Father God, that it would fall on fertile ground, Father God, that someone would be helped this morning because of this sermon, because of the words that you have written on this page, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that you would forgive us for our sins, those that we committed that we knew of, and Father God, those that we knew not. Lord God, we just thank you for all the blessings that you have rained all over our lives. But we realize that you blessed us not because we're so good, but because you're so kind and because you're so merciful. Father God, we just thank you for bringing us together, Lord God, today to worship you, to praise you, and to magnify your name, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of praise that is all over this house. Lord God, we pray for each and every individual that is in here, no matter what age, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for strength. We pray for wisdom and understanding in all things. Father God, even for those who need financial blessings or need healing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I claim it right now in the name of Jesus. I claim the victory right now over anything that Satan is trying to destroy, that he's trying to kill. Father God, I claim the victory right now. Lord, because in your word, you told us that we've already won. Lord God, if your servant is too high, I ask that you would lower me. But if I'm too low, Father God, lift me up on a plane of existence on which you would have me to speak. Lord God, dip me down into your treasures of your word, Father God, that I may speak with clarity and understanding to all who listen on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Let's give our ushers a hand this morning for our young ushers and their awesome job that they're doing. Amen. 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 Looks like Sister Mila's having, amen, youth church this morning. So she's just taking the babies. Amen. The babies. So all you big boys, that y'all can definitely understand what I'm talking about this morning. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about for a few minutes this morning. If y'all just give me a few minutes, boy, y'all really waiting on this word, aren't you? Are you talking? Nope. What are you saying while you're fighting? What are you saying while you're fighting? My brothers and sisters, the word tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. I've talked about this on several occasions where it seems as if a lot of us miss out on what God has for us because of our negative talk, because of our negative perception of life and our negative perception of ourselves and our negativity toward others. Amen. The reason why some of us are not being blessed is because we're not speaking blessings, because we're not asking the Father to do what needs to be done in our lives. We're sitting around complaining about what I ain't got, what I can't do. My grandmother told me when I was young, she said, can't never could. Can't never could. And coulda, woulda, shoulda don't mean nothing. A lot of us live in the coulda, woulda, shoulda when while you were fighting, you had an opportunity to speak some things in your life. Some of y'all are struggling and fighting this morning, and all you're doing is struggling and fighting, but you're not saying a word. Hallelujah, somebody. You're not, you know, it's kind of like the magic words. You know, sometimes you got to say the magic word. You know, I remember the magician come and say, abracadabra. See, we're not saying the magic word. We're not speaking positive into our situation. We're not speaking positive in our fight. Anybody ever had a fight in here? All right. You know, when you're fighting, sometimes you got to talk a little bit. You know, when daddy used to whoop us, he talked to us when he was, I told you not to. And we were talking back, daddy, no, I'm sorry. One time I fell down and said, Father, forgive me, for I know not what I do. Y'all think I'm lying. What have I done? Lord, I stretched my hands to thee. I did it. I'd do anything to get out of whooping, Digger Smith. But you know what? Through those whoopings, there was blessings. Woo! Through being wounded, my brothers and sisters, I was helped. Anybody ever been helped, but whooping helped you? You don't realize it until you're 30 plus, though. You don't find anybody over 30 years old on Dr. Phil. Yes, I was beat. Them young folks, they don't know. After you get 30, you realize them whoopings was all worth it. Whoopings kept me out of jail. Whoopings kept me off drugs. But this whooping, y'all, look at here. We talked about Jacob last week. Oh, man, Jacob went through some things. Y'all, Jacob married, Jacob was a bad man. Jacob married two sisters. Boy, times changed, didn't they? You do that nowadays, you a the low down dirty dog and don't have no friends because they all stayed together. Some shows on TV about that kind of stuff. Times are different now. Jacob, through all of his life, my brothers and sisters, his name, Jacob, it took on a lot of meanings, but one of them was he was a trickster. And all through his life, Jacob tried to figure out how to make things better for him. Even though it was kind of, we would look at it as in a negative fashion, but you know what? Jacob never gave up on getting better. Jacob fought his whole life to get ahead, even to the point where he held on to his brother. He was trying to pull him back because he knew there was something within him that said, you know what? I'm supposed to be first. I'm supposed to be the head and not the tail. But I got something in front. But he always strived, Tony, to get ahead. He was fighting. He was fighting. And you know what? While he was fighting his whole life, he was talking. He talked to his brother and said, look here, brother, I know you're hungry. I know you've been out in the field, and I know that the birthright is supposed to go to you. You're supposed to get everything that belongs to our daddy. But I tell you what, I'll go cook you a little something if you sell your birthright to me. Constantly talking while he was fighting. He was fighting, and it was a mental fight. Anybody in a mental fight this morning? Some of your jobs, you're in a mental fight. Some of you in school, you're in a mental fight, mental battle. But what are you saying? What are you speaking? Jacob always saw himself better. Jacob always wanted what was best in life for him. He wanted a pretty woman so bad. He wanted the woman that he wanted so bad that he worked for 14 years with no pay. Worked for her daddy for 14. He got Leah, but Leah, that's a consolation prize. He won the champion. He said, well, I'd put in seven more. He had to put in seven for the ugly one. He got tricked. You know, the tricksters sometimes get tricked. Amen. So in Jacob's life, and what are you saying while you're fighting? What are you saying while you're fighting? We go on over here where we find that Jacob's father-in-law, Laban, started tripping because Jacob began to be successful. Because his flocks began to multiply. And every time the father-in-law would try to put another put in some new rules, say, well, you know what? Well, you can have all the spotted animals. Then guess what? All the animals born come out spotted. He said, you know what? Now you can have all the stripes. The spotted thing ain't working because everything is coming out spotted. So you can have all the stripes. And guess what happens? Only the striped animals started to multiply. So then Laban's son said, Daddy, wait a minute, man. This dude getting rich off you. This guy's getting rich off of you. We got to do something. We got to take him out. He got both our sisters, the pretty one and the ugly one. Now he's got favor with the people because he's a rich man. He's gotten rich off you. So evidently, my brothers and sisters, some jealousy creeped in. Amen. Amongst anybody got any haters? Won't turn around. Don't want to see that either. So Jacob decides that, you know what, it's getting a little hot in here. And I'm not going to take off my clothes. I'm not going to, because it's getting hot, I'm not going to do all that, but I'm going to get out of Dodge. I'm going to move around because it's getting heavy here. And then Jacob all the time talked to God. Have you ever even in your scheming, even in your plotting, even in your selfishness, have you ever prayed? Y'all don't have to raise y'all's hand. I'll be the first one. I'm asking the Lord to help me, Tony. No, I'm dead wrong. But y'all don't. Y'all, the Lord can bless whoever he wants to. If I had written a book, how many of y'all know about the deacon named Stephen in the Bible? If I had written a book, Stephen would have wrote 14 books in the Bible instead of Paul. Because Paul persecuted the Christians. He killed them. But God sometimes chooses those messed up folk. Woo! You know what he tell me? He said, I want to be y'all's motivation. He blesses sometimes some messed up people. That's why you bless. That's why your family's still together. That's why you still driving your car. That's why you still here in Atlanta. That's why you've been healed. Because sometimes he chooses those things. That's why I'm standing right here right now. Couldn't have done this for all the gold in China on my own. God placed me right here right now for this day. And for you to be sitting right there listening to what the Lord is saying today. I can't come up with this stuff. I wish I could. I ain't got that much game, Key. I wish I did. But what are you saying while you're fighting? Jacob did a lot of talking, and he talked to God. He talked to God all the time. So you have to keep that relationship, DQ. Things begin to get hot, and sometimes you know what the Lord will do? The Lord will step in. Amen. Now, Laban and his sons, they were coming to kill Jacob, right? But Jacob had talked to the Lord. And how many of y'all know that he'll fight your battles? And old man laid down, old father-in-law Laban, he laid down and went to sleep. And the Lord began to talk to him in his sleep, said, "You better leave my boy alone." Jacob was talking while he was fighting. Look like I got a little something, don't it? He was talking while he was fighting. And the Lord, he didn't have to have an altercation. The Lord, they end up making a covenant with each other. They built a wall together. And they said, Laban said, "Jacob, let me tell you something. You never cross this wall to attack me. And I'm never going to cross this wall to attack you." It's in your Bible. Amen. The Lord was in it. So they can run up to the line. Your enemy can run up to the line. He can run up to the land, but he can't cross it. Hallelujah, somebody. Sometimes we need to put the Bible in it, y'all. Amen? Woo, this is good stuff this morning, and y'all not going to believe it, but I'm almost through. We go back up to my brothers and sisters. I came from verse 22, but if you look back up to around verse 9. Now, Jacob is a little bit scared because he stole his birthright from his brother. He know he did his brother wrong. He knew it. So now he's worried. And he really wants to try to make things right. Any of y'all ever try to make things right? He wanted to try to make things right. And look what happens. He sends out, chapter 32, Jacob sends gifts to Esau. But then his people delivered a message of the guys that he sent out to talk to Esau, and he delivered a message. And they returned, and this is what they told Jacob. They said, "We met your brother Esau, and he's already on his way to meet you with an army of 400 men. Jacob was terrified at the news. He divided his household. Look at this. Y'all stay with me right here. Y'all going to roll with me? This is what he did. He's always got a plan. Look at this. He divided his household along with the flocks and herds and camels into two groups. He thought if Esau meets one group and attacks it, perhaps the other group can escape. That was his mindset. Okay, I'm going to divide it up in two groups. We're going to look at what the groups were. Amen. He said he's going to divide it. Jacob, now God has blessed this fella to have all of these things, to have, amen, two wives and two slave wives. Y'all will see that in a minute. He's sending his people out to go meet his brother, but his brother's already on his way to meet him. My question is, was Esau really after Jacob? He just happened to run into him, and because he knew what he had done, he was paranoid. And evidently the story, y'all know, they back in the day they had Facebook too. Back in the Bible days, somebody had put on their status what Jacob had done to his brother when they were young boys. Jacob ain't no good. He stole his brother's birthright. Because evidently, the scouts thought that there was a problem between them. Amen? Are y'all with me? Look at this. Woo! I said like Pastor Pruitt, don't know what I... Y'all see where I got that from. So they just happened to run in each other. If Esau meets one group and attacks it, perhaps the other group can escape. Then Jacob, after he came up with his own plan, he talked to God. Y'all see that? This joker is a boy. He said, he prayed. He said, oh God of my grandfather Abraham and God of my father Isaac. Oh Lord, you told me. Return to your own land and to take your relatives. And you promised me, Lord, I would treat you kindly. I'm not worthy of all the unfailing love and faithfulness you have shown me, your servant. When I left home, and crossed the Jordan River, I owned nothing except a walking stick. Now my household fills two large camps. Oh, Lord, please rescue me from the hand of my brother Esau. I am afraid that he is coming to attack me along with my wives and children. But you promised me I will surely treat you kindly. Look at him. He reminded the Lord what he said. Have you talked to the Lord enough that you remember what he said to you? Ooh, do you remember what he told you? See, a lot of times we forget. The Lord tells us he's going to take care of us and he'll never leave us nor forsake us, but we forget. Woo, the word tells us that we're more than conquerors, but y'all forget. But you promised me I will surely treat you kindly and I will multiply your descendants until the day they become as numerous as the sands along the seashore, too many to count. Okay, was Jacob really serious in his prayer? I don't know. Is he trying to hustle? Is he trying to, you know? Y'all know how we sweet talk. This boy trying to sweet talk God. Is he or is he sincere in his prayer? I don't know. Let's flip a coin, whichever one it lands on. But God gonna bless whoever he wants to. Amen. So this guy says, you know what? I'm gonna break my camp up into two camps. So if one gets attacked, the other one gonna be all right. Then we can run. But then I'm gonna pray because God might step in. God might step in. Don't y'all know that we do that sometimes? Y'all know that we're in a bad financial situation and we'll run down to the payday loan place and then we'll go over here and we'll secure a loan with mom and them. Because it's been a while since we borrowed some money from mom and them. Then we say, Lord. Then we come to the altar, get, I need a financial blessing. But you done all this other stuff. Don't we get caught up in that sometimes? To get true results, you got to go to the truth. To get true results, you got to go to the truth. Amen? Woo-wee! So look at this. He said, God, he reminded the Lord of what the Lord told him. And then he goes on, Jacob stayed where he was for the night. Then he selected these gifts from his possessions and to present to his brother Esau. So he's thinking, you know what? I took his birthright. So you know what? The one thing that might make us okay is if I give him all his stuff back. Matter of fact, not all his stuff, but some more stuff. More stuff than he would have ever received from my daddy. Amen? Didn't that sound logical? Big Johnny coming to beat me up. I said, you know what? Big Johnny likes chocolate pies. Mama, get the bacon, the pie. We're going to take Johnny a pie. Amen. And we're gonna take Tammy a new red dress. Jacob had this whole thing figured out. Are y'all with me this morning? He took 200 female goats, 20 male goats, 200 ewes, 20 rams, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows, 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys, 10 male donkeys. He said, look, I'm going to send you enough stuff to multiply into some more stuff. Y'all see what he's trying to do? He's trying to play God here. He's going to bless his brother. He divided these animals into herds and assigned each to a different servant, each to different servants. Then he told the servants, go ahead of me with the animals, but keep some distance between the herds. Okay. He said, I'm going to set up two camps, because if you attack one and then the other, then attack the other one, then I can get away. He said, I need you to break this thing up. Y'all know Jacob's still dealing in self. Still scheming. Y'all, some of us still dealing in self. We got the help of the Lord right there with us, but we still trying to figure it out. Woo-wee. So he said, look, and then, so what in his mind, he says, Esau's mad, and he going to kill everybody. He going to take all that. He going to kill all them servants. He going to kill all them animals, because he want my behind. He don't want no donkeys. He wants me. Okay, it's in your Bible. Let's go Bible. Uh-oh. And then he gave these, verse 17 says, he gave these instructions to the men leading the groups. When my brother Esau meets you, he will ask, whose servants are you? Where are you going? Who owns these animals? You must reply. Look how smart he is. Watch this. He says, you tell him, they belong to your servant, Jacob. So he just humbled himself. Some of us struggle in life because we refuse to humble ourselves. Let me tell you something about your job. Your boss is over you. Be humble. Quit rolling your eyes at your supervisor, because you're going to lose your job. That's a side note for somebody. You know what? You know what? I got to hold my nose and swallow, y'all, because I applied for two positions, and then they told me to apply for the third one. I said, y'all. I've been struggling with that, because I thought I should have been, I was qualified. And I had the Lord on my side. And he said he will take care of me. That's what he said. But you know what? That wasn't for me. But Johnny, I found myself, my supervisor walked by, and I'm like, good morning, sir. Then I call him boss man one day. I'm really out there. Hey, boss man. I did that, Deacon Smith. I got to be real. Some of y'all did that this week, too. Am I in your neighborhood? I'm in somebody's lap this morning. Hey, boss man. But look at this. Look at this. He said, when my brother Esau meets you, who he gonna ask all these questions? Say, your servant Jacob, but they are a gift for his master. Look at that, Esau. Look, he is coming right behind us. But that's a lie, because he wasn't coming behind him. The second camp was coming behind him, and Jacob wasn't with the second camp. Look at the second camp. Jacob gave the instructions to the second and third herdsmen. Look at this. To all who followed behind the herds, he got a string of, basically he has set up a trail of tears. He set all these folks up to get taken out, and in the meantime, he in the back. Woo-wee. Does that remind you? Well, I know, surely none of you guys have been that bad. You must say the same thing to Esau when you meet him, and be surely to say, look, your servant Jacob is right behind us. Y'all see that? Jacob thought, look at this. I will try to appease him by sending gifts ahead of me. When I see him in person, perhaps he will be friendly to me. So the gifts were sent on ahead while Jacob himself spent the night in the camp. So what he's trying to do is soften the blow. He's trying to butter his big brother up, because he's coming with 400 men. Amen? Is that y'all see this picture? He's like, I know he wants to kill me. I know he wants to get me. And I know I said 15 minutes. But I'm over that already. But y'all waiting for me to finish this. I can feel it in the spirit this morning. He sent the gifts on ahead, and then he chilled in the camp. Sometimes it's good to chill out. Sometimes it's good to get a little bit of rest. Amen. Because, you know, Lord speak to you anytime he wants to. What are you saying when you're fighting? What are you saying when you're battling? What are you saying when you're tested? Jacob had covered all of his, he had covered all of his bases. He covered his bases physically. Don't you know that God sees the amount of perseverance that we have, the amount of want to, the amount of will that we have, no matter what's going on in your life, my brothers and sisters, you got to keep on trying your best. Amen. Even if it's in you. Does that make sense? Even if it's in you to do your best to protect what it is that you have. Amen. Jacob was protecting all that he was. Spirit and flesh, because he always in the spiritual side, because he's just like us. He divided. He was spiritual, but guess what? He was flesh. And the flesh would always try to figure this thing out. But the spirit was the thing that was acting in him at all times. The spirit was the thing that had made him prosper. His conversations with the Lord, every time he talked to the Lord, he got blessed. Amen? Read the story. Look at this. Now, here we are. Here we are with our particular text. Verse 22 says, during the night, Jacob got up and took his wives and his servants and his servant wives and his 11 sons and crossed the Jabbok River with them. After taking them to the other side, he sent over all his possessions, all his stuff, all his gold, all his jewelry, his Rolex watch, his Bentley, all those things that he had. Y'all with me? His pit bulls. He sent all that stuff on over. This left Jacob all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, you got to steal away. You got to go in your secret closet. Sometimes you got to get away from everything that's going on around you so you can have, amen, an experience with God and God himself all alone. Some of us come in here and we say amen because we think the person next to us want to hear us say amen. We say thank you, Jesus, because everybody in the church said thank you, Jesus. I've heard people witness to wrong. Amen. Preacher just said, wrong is two left shoes, and everybody in the church, oh, thank you, amen. You go to some church, y'all not like that. I already know. It's hard sometimes standing up here, ain't it, Minister Smith, but they just looking at you. Man, can I get an amen? Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Can I get something? Are we awake? Are we alive? I mean, what's going on? But I attribute it to we're just concentrating and meditating on the word of God. That's why I come down here so I can get down here with y'all. Sometimes you get up there, you know, it just kind of separate. I like to be out here with the troops because we all fighting this fight together. I tell you, I flipped out on my job just like some of y'all flipped out on yours. On my job. Don't flip out in church, but this is where we do spiritual things. Amen? You're going to trip out there. Don't trip out in here. Amen? That's good. You know what, Orange Chapel? There you go. We're not going to trip out in here. Because here we're working on spiritual things. Can we make the covenant today? Not we don't have no problems that I know of, and maybe we got some on the horizon, but we're going to handle things spiritually in this house. Amen? Matter of fact, we're going to handle things spiritually when we hit that. As soon as we turn off 271, when you turn in, it's spiritual. On the parking lot, it's spiritual. In the kitchen, it's spiritual. Hallelujah. So guess what? We're not going to have the police and nothing down here in the Orange Chapel on the scanners because we made a covenant today. Amen? That we're going to handle things spiritually in here because that's what we come for. Amen? All right, back to my sermon. Look at this. Look at this. Then Jacob was left alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until dawn began to break. When the man saw that he would not win the match, wait a minute. He touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it out of socket. Then the man said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. He was fighting. And you know what? Some of us are so caught up in our physical, in our flesh, God himself was wrestling against Jacob. That's basically what the word says. It was God. And Jacob was so caught up in who Jacob was and what Jacob wanted, God couldn't even get away from him, because he just, whatever was going on, he said, I'm not going to let go, because he had something on the inside of him that knew he had to do better. That knew that there was a destiny in his life, my brothers and sisters, that he knew that he should be number one and not number two. So even in his flesh, my brothers and sisters, God said, this boy is so strong in his flesh that I'm going to have to wound him. We got a church full of wounded people this morning, because some of us are operating so much in the flesh. Woo! And then after he was wounded, look what the word said. He said, "Ooh, they fought till the morning." Anybody ever wrestled with something all late over into the midnight hour? Some of y'all are wrestling with something right now, but I need you to talk while you're fighting. I need you to talk while you're wrestling. Come here, DQ, with your strong self. Men, I'm Jacob, this is God, and we wrestling. You broke my hip, but you know what? I'm still holding on. I'm tore up, I'm broke up, and God said, I'm trying to get away. Man, it's morning time. I need to go take a nap. I kept them junk drivers on their side of the street last night, but it's time for me to go home and get some rest. But and Jacob said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. Some of y'all give up too easy. While you fighting, you got to talk. Go ahead, DQ. While you fighting, you got to speak life. My brother, we fighting this. Anybody fighting this morning? Anybody need a blessing this morning? Anybody need a healing this morning? Anybody need restoration in your life? I tell you what, tell the Lord this morning, Lord, I'm not going to let you go. Oh, I may have a patch over my eye, but I'm not going to let you go. Woo! I may be broke, but I'm not going to let you go. All hell may be breaking loose in my house, but I'm not going to let you go. Hallelujah, church. And then God asked him, boy, what's your name? He already knew. Boy, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. He said, you're no longer gonna be known as a trickster. You're no longer gonna be known as somebody that held on to somebody else's leg to try to pull your own self up. I'm finna change your name. My brothers and sisters, while you're fighting, if you're talking, you say the right thing. Lord, I'm not gonna leave here till you bless me. He'll change your name. Your name might be broke this morning, but God will change your name. Your name may be confused this morning, but God will change your name. Your name may be lonely this morning, but God will change your name. Woo! Your name may be trickster, deceiver, woo, liar, but God will change your name. Your name will no longer be Jacob. The man told him, from now on you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and with men, and what? You have won. My brothers and sisters, if you'll just hold on to God and don't let him go, you will win. Amen? Let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise. If you hold on to God and don't let him go, you'll win. Jacob showed us right here. And God blessed his seed. God blessed his family.